From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is due to address the nation this afternoon as he makes public a declassified review of how intelligence agencies failed to stop a man carrying explosives on a Detroit-bound passenger jet on Christmas Day. NPR's Giles Snyder reports.
President Obama is expected to talk about the findings of the review and the steps his administration plans to take to avoid a repeat of the incident, including further recommendations on passenger screening and how terrorism watch lists are handled. His address will be the sixth time he's made public comments on the failed attack since it happened while he was on vacation in Hawaii 2 weeks ago. National Security Advisor James Jones says Americans will feel what he calls a certain shock when the public version of the report is released. In an interview published by USA Today, Jones backed up the president's view that intelligence agencies did not connect the dots in the incident involving the 23-year-old Nigerian man who's been indicted in Detroit with attempted murder and other crimes. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
One of the details we may hear about this afternoon is that the alleged terrorist was already en route to the U.S. when Homeland Security officials flagged the suspect for extra screening once he landed. The department said earlier today that data on Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab's potential ties to extremists was picked up during a routine check of passengers. Police in St. Louis are searching for a gunman who walked into a power plant this morning and opened fire. Local reports state at least one person was killed and four others were wounded. Following a brief news conference, police were uncertain whether the suspect was still inside the building or fled. Nearby Interstate 70 has been shut down in both directions for about a mile and a half. More than 1,000 Egyptians clashed with police during a funeral procession today. The funeral was for seven people gunned down at the close of a midnight mass celebrating the Coptic Christmas. NPR's Peter Kenyon has this from Cairo.
Witnesses said police used tear gas and warning shots to disperse Coptic Christians and their supporters, who were enraged by the drive-by shooting overnight of six Christians and a Muslim police guard outside the St. John's Church. The shooting took place in the town of Naga Hammadi, some 40 miles outside Luxor in southern Egypt. Tensions between the Muslim and Coptic communities in the town had been running high since November, when a Christian man was accused of raping a young Muslim girl. Egypt's Interior Ministry said it believed the shooting was a revenge attack. The Copts follow some of the oldest traditions in all Christianity. They make up roughly 10% of Egypt's population, and periodic violence has erupted between Christian and Muslim groups, mainly in the poorer communities of Upper Egypt and the Nile Delta. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 4 points at 10,578. NASDAQ Composite Index down 10 points at 2,291. This is NPR. Unemployment claims have risen again after dropping sharply for 2 weeks in a row. The Labor Department reports an additional 1,000 unemployed Americans put in for state benefits for the first time last week, pushing the claims tally up to 434,000, but that's still below what analysts had expected. Economists use the weekly report on new claims to help measure the pace of hirings and layoffs across the U.S. It was another sleepless night for farmers in Florida, busy protecting their winter crops during this week's extended cold spell across the state. From member station WLRN in Miami, Phil Latzman reports.
Nursery owner Stephen Leonard says it's been days since he's gotten much sleep as he watches over his cash crops in South Florida.
If we had a freeze like they were expecting, it could have been catastrophic. We haven't seen really any damage up until this point.
But freezing temperatures have been reported in Central Florida, which holds the majority of the state's billion-dollar-a-year citrus industry. Andrew Meadows of the Florida Citrus Mutual, though, says it hasn't lingered long enough.
We did hit some low temperatures, but from all reports at this point, it wasn't for a sustained period of time, and that's a good thing.
State officials in Tallahassee were optimistic that crop damage was minimal, but cautioned it was too early to tell for sure. Citrus farmers are bracing for the weekend, when temperatures are again expected to flirt with freezing or below. For NPR News, I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.
Many retailers have a little something to cheer about. December sales turned out better than expected, thanks in large part to last-minute holiday shoppers. According to Thomson Reuters, reports from 15 retailers revealed 62% of them exceeded expectations. This is NPR.